I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. It's Adam and Danielle, and we're going to play another game.
Oh, yeah. We are playing a game. I was going to say I forgot the name of the game, but now I remembered it.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to say what game we're playing?
Yeah. So I said last time I ordered a bunch of games on Amazon just because I thought it would be fun to just see what's out there.
Sure.
And that, you know, there are all these adult games now, which is so fun. You know, it's Cards Against Humanity and all these great games. So this is Loaded Questions.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a regular edition and this is the adult edition, but this is Loaded Questions.
Well, we've received some positive feedback about our game episodes.
Yeah.
So
people seem to like it.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's just, you know, it's all good.
They're not nearly as informative as our other episodes.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to play another game. So, Yeah, this is just another quick little bonus episode for you. So we're just going to have some fun playing Loaded Questions.
Loaded Questions.
And here.
No,
Danielle.
God, no. Oh, God.
It's a game show, right?
I know, but I'm allowed to do that. You're not.
Okay.
Okay, so basically we went through some of the questions. I gave you a pile and I had a pile. We cheated. We always cheat. We cheated everything.
How did we cheat?
Because you're not supposed to be able to, like, pick the questions you ask. There's, like, a board game. There's, like, a board and, you know, score sheets and all this stuff.
Yeah, but that'll cause, like, dead air here and, like, while we're
thinking. No, but what I'm saying is, yes, we're not sitting down and playing the whole game, so we're cheating. We can't actually tell them about the experience of the game.
No, it's just a back and forth question.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. So, all right. So you want to go first?
Of course I want to go. All right. Make your joke. All right, we're done.
I think it's played out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I first came up with What belongs in every lady's lair, which is the equivalent to like a man cave, but for a woman.
Oh. Oof.
Do I say what I think you would say first, or do you answer first?
No, I have to answer first because then I might be influenced by what you would say.
Right.
Every woman's lair.
Yeah, so you have your own lady's lair. Mm. What's in it?
Am I with other girls or am I?
I know, you know I can't. Yeah.
Okay, a woman's lair.
Well, yeah, I mean, like a man cave, you have your guy friends over and you're playing pool and you're drinking
beers. So what's in a man cave? Like, tell me what would be in a man cave.
Man cave would be like a bar, a dartboard, a pool table, a
beer fridge. Wow, you have this all figured out.
I haven't even been thinking about this
right.
at all.
I can't believe how fast you came out that. A woman's lair. Oh, God,
no,
this is hard.
Lair.
A lady's lair. I mean, first of all, I would say, you know, someone serving us drinks.
Well, okay, you know what? Stop there because you only get one answer.
No. You just answered like five things.
Okay.
No.
Fine.
Now I'm picturing it. Now I want, you know, we have this room in the house, this bar room, which we did for you.
Oh, God.
I want a lady's lair, and here's what I want. I don't know how big it is. I know I need to calm down with my mind is going all over the place. Okay, I want someone serving drinks, a personal masseuse.
That's my answer.
But then I was going to say a personal masseuse.
I said a full-time masseuse.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if the girls and I are sitting, you know, we take turns with the masseuse, and we're all sitting around with drinks. I would say soundproof walls. I don't want any kids to be able to get in.
That is so funny.
Why would you say?
Because I answered it for me. What would be in a lady's?
I can't see your.
What would be in a lady's lair?
Yeah.
So my answer is no entrance to the man cave next door, and soundproof walls.
What do you mean no entrance to the man cave next door?
So your lady's lair has no entrance to my man cave.
I don't
next
want
door.
Anything to do with your man cave.
And you have soundproof walls.
I don't give a shit about
so
your
man
cave.
So I don't have to listen to you and your girls clucking away like about
we don't cluck.
Whatever.
We don't cluck. We don't cluck. No, no, no. Keep the testosterone and the estrogen separate.
Right.
No, I want no kids to be able to get in.
Right.
I want, you know, casual attire, pajamas, you know, there's no makeup allowed. We're not allowed to, you know, there's none of that. No selfies allowed. No, I don't want anybody taking pictures of me. I want it to be a private thing. Good. Yeah. So I say cocktails, masseuse, you know, just some fun girl conversation.
Good.
So it's just some funny, yep. you know, what happens in the ladies' lair stays in the ladies' lair.
Damn right.
Okay. My first question to you is, if you taught a class in relationship issues, what would your area of expertise be in?
Oh, God. Really? So if I taught a class in relationship issues?
I swear I didn't make this up. This was actually in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if I taught a class
in relationship... You already taught a whole parenting boot camp. We saw how well that went.
What would it be?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to teach a class in relationship issues... Oh, man. I wish I was prepped on this.
I mean, you've had 15 years of 16 years of marriage. If you're not prepped, then what's going to prep you?
Well, the problem is...
Oh, there's so many problems with
this.
We're
going to be doing an episode on, like, marital advice. And so I don't want to, like...
Get ready for that, people.
I don't want to spoil my expertise in this area.
You don't have any
for
expertise.
That episode.
Yeah, no one's worried about you. No one's like signing up for the expertise class. Don't worry. This is all hypothetical.
Okay. So my expert advice for you guys out
this
there.
This is like saying like, do you want to come to Adam's relationship expertise advice? Is like, do you want to come to a class where you swim in a sea of boa constrictors?
No, you'll love my class. It's all right. Here's my expertise. Come to my class. Everybody sits down and I say, apologize to your girl. Class is over.
Oh my God.
Dismiss.
Wait, my answer was your relationship class would be how to avoid saying you're sorry. Well, I swear to God. Look.
I know, I believe you. But I'm. It's so far past that now that I get it and I understand. Just say sorry and it's over. I do it all the time.
I cannot believe those words just came out of your mouth. I mean, really?
Okay. I like yours better. All right. How not to say you're sorry.
How to avoid that situation. I mean, you would be fantastic at that.
All right. So we're on the same page.
Right. There. No, because you're like legitimately like you will skirt around the I'm sorry. You will be like, it's bad that you felt that way.
Right.
You know, or... yeah, I'm sorry that you're so emotional. It's always, I'm sorry you're. Right. I'm sorry you feel that way. I hate that I'm sorry you feel that way shit. It's I'm sorry for.
All right.
Let's get that
this
straight.
This is my class, not yours.
Well, I'm telling you how to run your class because I have to tell you how to do that.
All right. Mm-hmm. What provocative email address would you give yourself?
Oh my God, what kind of question is this?
You have to make your own email address.
I mean,
what would it be?
Doggy style mommy.
Okay, so I came up with.
Can you imagine if I sent my kid's teacher
right
an email?
Yeah,
and it was doggy style
so
mommy.
So we're gonna email all the parents out there, right. You know, updates about your kids. And so just give us your email address.
If you want to email Adam, send it to Marriage Martinis. If you want to send it to me, it's doggy style mommy. I mean, provocative. I don't know. I guess that's my favorite position.
It is.
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I came up with.
I'm so glad we're starting off like this.
Sexy mom of three kids.
If this is the first time you're listening to us, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
but if
really.
This is the first time you're listening to us, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. Right.
Sexy mom of three kids, two dogs, and one adult child at sexymomba.com. That works, right?
I like the way you use sexy so many times. Yeah, so people saw our Instagram story today. They're probably like, what is he talking about?
All right, okay. Go ahead.
What movie – I have a good answer for this for okay. you. What movie completely freaks you out? What movie completely freaks you out?
Traffic.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, Traffic with Michael Douglas – and his now wife, I think.
I don't know.
what's her name? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That's a fucked up movie.
Yeah, it is. Where, yes, and the girl, oh, watch this, yeah. Especially now as a dad. If you watch also, this as a dad.
Also, I'm sorry, I threw an ooh in there. That was an accident. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also, Taken.
I never saw that.
That was the one where... I don't remember.
I remember being deeply disturbed by traffic, though. Yeah, yeah. So that's a very good answer, and you came up with that very quickly.
Yeah, well, because that affected me. So,
yeah.
But Taken also, his daughter goes to Europe.
No, yeah, I can't watch Taken. I can't watch the kidnap movies.
Yeah, slave trafficking.
No.
That's
no,
fucked up.
No. I can watch the, I can watch the movies where the husband is kidnapped. I cannot watch the movies.
Oh, wait. Ask the question again.
What movie completely freaks you out?
I don't remember the name of it, but I know what you're thinking.
For you or me?
For me.
Yeah.
It was, I can't remember, Richard Gere, when he...
Pretty Woman?
No.
Where he has to be really romantic to
they
her?
They had a child, and she cheats on him, and he kills the guy.
Oh, that's a good movie. Is that Deceived? Deception?
I don't remember.
Do
you remember that when I watched that?
And now I can't remember. Now you're screwing with me because now I can't remember it. All right, yeah. We will come back and tell. You'll Google it in a little bit. Okay. All yeah.
Right, we'll look it up. Good. Three good choices, though, right?
Fantastic. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The third one I wouldn't say freaks me out.
No. Don't you remember my reaction the next morning when you woke up after I watched it?
No, I don't remember any of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Very Bad Things.
Yes. Oh my God.
For those of you who have not watched Very Bad Things.
That's so funny. I just spoke about this with somebody like 2 days ago.
It's Christian Slater, right?
It's a, yeah, John Favreau.
Okay. Is it Vince Vaughn? No.
No. What's her name?
Heather Graham. Is it Heather Graham? No.
Cameron Diaz.
Sorry. I'm going off the off
that's the most fucked up movie ever.
Well, and you know what's fucked up about it is that it could, I mean, it's kind of realistic.
I mean,
it's about guys who have a bachelor party.
Yeah, don't give anything away because go watch because it's kind of like a.
Okay, it's about things going wrong at a bachelor party, which when you have a bunch of drunk guys and strippers and this and that, listen.
And no, it's way
okay,
worse.
Okay, but how many bachelor parties? Yes, I understand it gets way worse, but how many bachelor parties does a guy wake up the next morning and is like, oh shit, what did I do?
I don't know. I've only been to one. My own. I skipped that whole thing.
Well, that's because you probably got married first. Yeah. So, no, you've been to more than one. I feel like you were at my brother's.
Yeah, two.
What did he have? He probably had his at like a...
The accountant was there.
Right. My brother. He probably had his at like a, you know, like a Senate meeting or something.
Yeah, I missed that stage.
Yeah, so I thought you were going to say Very Bad Things. If you have not watched Very Bad Things, it's fun. It's a fun movie.
No,
but
it's not fun. It'll fuck you up.
It's both. It's both. Yeah. It's a kind of reality that, you almost don't want
to deal with. Just the end alone will fuck you up for the rest of your life. The end 2 minutes.
I think I need to watch it again.
I will never watch it again.
What did you think I would say? I felt like this was going to be easy. It's a movie that I have been afraid of forever.
I mean... I have a catalog of movies you're afraid of.
No. One that all my friends make fun of me for.
Of course. It's Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Yeah. When I was in seventh grade, I saw Silence of the Lambs with my friend, Rebecca, who introduced us. Hey, Beck. We saw Silence of the Lambs in the theater, and we did not go to school for the next 2 days. We stayed in her room in bed, and we told my mom that we were sick and her mom that we were sick, and we could not leave her bed. We were like, paralyzed.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Okay.
If a guy ever says, help me move this couch into my van, all right, movie's over. Say no.
I know. I mean, I'll never listen to American Girl the same way again.
Yeah.
By, what's his name?
Tom Petty?
Yes. I will never, I can't hear that song anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
My turn.
Oh, yeah. Your turn.
What one word best describes your bathroom habits? You know what I'm going to say for you.
My bathroom habits. Like, are we talking like showering
and
stuff?
One word, bathroom habits.
Well, it's different because we're talking about.
Curious Danielle.
The toilet is one thing. If we're talking about showering, that's a whole
other thing.
Our
bathroom has a toilet, a shower, a bathtub, sinks.
I mean, it's a bathroom.
It's a bathroom. One word.
Inefficient.
Slob.
All right. right. I do wash my body very well, though.
That's fine.
Okay. Yes. But yes. Okay. I understand that. Okay. So what would you say yours are?
Perfect.
I was going to say psycho.
Psychopath.
Psychopath. Serial killer.
Yeah. I got my deodorant goes in one spot. Mm-hmm. My razor goes in one spot. Everything
if I use something of yours and I put it back, I like try to memorize. I should like take a picture first. I know. You know the exact location of where it is.
I know if you used it because it's not turned in the right way when you put it
back. I know.
I do.
I know. And I know.
Yep.
And I'm the one with OCD.
Yep.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What would you like to be known in your community for? If people were going to talk about Adam in mm-hmm. the community, what would you like to be known in the community for that people were coming together?
Okay. So everybody's coming together in our community. Like our community being where we live or yeah, community like people, of people, like our friends.
Okay.
Like,
both either.
No. It has to be separate.
Why? Why is it separate?
Because it's a different answer.
Ugh. The community.
Okay. So where we live.
Fine, Mr. Rogers. Go ahead.
What? Mm-hmm. Are you saying that because
Sesame
of my
Street?
Are you saying that because of my sweater vest?
No, seriously. What would you like if they were going to? If you were going, people at home, if you were going to be known in the community, what would you? Like
well,
be
it's
for?
Very separate because so where we live, we don't really know anybody in our
for
community.
The love of God.
So I would want to be known as an introvert.
Okay, but you
they don't
have...
know me like. Leave me alone.
No, but you own a business in our community.
Okay, no, but that's why I'm asking because our community where we live.
Okay, two
is
people
a separate...
meet in the supermarket. They're at Wegmans.
Okay,
and they're like, you know, Adam Silverstein. Blah 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 blah. Okay, what comes out of that person's mouth? Two people, you know them, you don't know them. One knows you, one doesn't, but they've heard of you.
Right,
what
so
do they say?
I would be like, why are you talking about me?
I mean, I can't play this game with you.
It's like, why?
What would you like to be known? And like, if people were going to talk about you,
okay.
What would you like? It's not that fucking hard.
So I would want to be known as, or talked about as...
The most indecisive asshole in the world.
Because like, I don't care. Like...
Okay, fine. Our friends.
Like, good guy. Like, let's hang out. Like, I don't give a shit. Like,
wow.
We could go out with him. We could not. Like, he's a great
You're
guy.
A liar.
I love
you
him.
You totally care what our friends think of you.
I don't think so.
What?
I know who loves
you
me, and I know who doesn't. Who cares?
I know, but you would want them to say, I thought you were going to say that you were a guy who throws the best parties. Like, super
nah,
fun.
I don't give a shit about that.
Oh. I think you're full of shit.
Really?
Yep. I think you would love for people to be like, he's so fun. He throws such great party. Like, I think we throw a party every summer.
Except for this summer.
The summer we didn't because we were spending too much money on taking the kids to Europe. But we throw a party every summer, and every summer, like, people look forward to it all year.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like, you love that.
Yeah, I do love that.
And we invest in it, and we like, we are sacrificing for the betterment of the community. I don't know if betterment's a word, but if it is, that's what we're sacrificing for. No, but seriously, like, yeah. I think you would love to be known for throwing great parties.
I mean, okay, that's good.
All right,
for that? Okay, go.
I think you're full of shit.
Oh, it's my turn. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What would complete your outfit right now?
Oh, I put this on Instagram.
This is
That's
perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I am in a purple workout top, blue sports bra, purple workout pants, all courtesy of Target. What would complete my outfit right now? I mean, I would say an Olivia Newton-John's 80s style sweatband.
That's amazing because I'm wearing Michael Jackson's
outfit.
Red
I don't know.
Leather.
Depends because I peed half the time that I was working out.
It's not a question. I mean, it's not
Spanx.
Like a...
Spanx. Always Spanx.
Okay.
Spanx would be always.
Yeah.
I could
There's
always
no right
use
or wrong
Spanx.
Answer.
I would not wear Spanx when I was working out because it would not be comfortable.
Wait, what are Spanx?
Oh. Spanx are, they contour you and they minimize you a little bit. They, you know, they show the curves of your body that you do not naturally have.
Okay.
So, yes, I would say a Spanx type situation.
Okay. I said for you, yoga pants without holes.
None of my yoga pants have holes.
No, some of your shirts have holes.
Yeah, a lot of my shirts have holes. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want me to buy new clothes, so what should I do?
No, photo, I care.
Okay. I mean, this is a very easy question. I feel like you're going to have 1,000 answers. Okay. I had 4,000 answers. What is something?
How many answers do you want?
People at home. I mean, you could barely give me one fucking answer for the last question, so who knows? People at home, think about this yourselves. What is something you would rather do than have sex? Something you would rather do than have all the sex.
Okay, so
than have the sex.
Do I get to have sex after I do the thing?
No, instead of. So there's no sex this weekend. There was no sex last weekend.
Wait, do I get to choose?
There was probably no sex the weekend before that.
I get to do the thing or have sex?
Yes. What else? If you weren't having sex, what? Yeah, you're not having sex. Instead of having sex.
So I'm being told I'm not having sex.
All right, you get
what
to have
do you
sex
do?
Or do something else.
But I can have sex if I choose to do
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but you're not choosing sex over some things. If you could, you could have sex next week.
Right.
You're not never having sex again.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would I do for what? Like, is it just like a 5-minute thing or is it like...
You sound like me. No, what would you rather do than have sex?
Go to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did all things that you do in Atlantic City, which equals Atlantic City.
Right. What?
I said drink, gamble, and eat sushi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
I felt like those were all.
Yeah.
But I thought you would do, like, if someone was like, do you want a sex or drink? You want to have sex? Do you want to sex or drink?
Do you want a sex?
You would say drink. Do you want to gamble or have sex? Gamble. Do you want to eat sushi or have sex?
Really?
Yeah.
You think if somebody said, here's a beer or here's your wife,
no,
I would choose that?
No, not beer. No, like a whiskey.
Or if somebody said, here's a whiskey or here's your wife, I would choose a whiskey?
I think it would be a toss-up.
You really think I'm an alcoholic?
No, I do. No. I think that you love your alcohol.
But I love me some sex.
I know, but in the moment, I think, like, if there was a whiskey right here.
Yeah, or a vagina right there.
I'm more than just a vagina.
Well, not for sex.
Okay. Oh man, we need to start having sex with the lights on and like licking each other's eyes.
Oh, you're there too?
I think you would choose the whiskey. I think it's like one of those kids like that.
I think I just had a moment.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, like it's like that was step one.
Mm.
Oh no.
No, don't go there.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. All right, so this is actually one that I came up with that was actually kind of nice. My answer that I think you would say.
Mm.
If you were a prescription drug, what would you resolve or relieve? So if somebody took a pill and it was you, what would you...
If I was the pill?
You were the pill. What are you relieving in that person?
I mean, how can I not say... OCD and anxiety.
Right.
I want to relieve people of that or the worry about it or the concern that it will never end, that what they're feeling will never end. I would want to be the pill that they take and they say, I can get through this. I'm stronger for it.
Good answer. I said for you, it would cure loneliness, no fun syndrome, and lack of self-confidence. You would
that's
cure those
cute.
Things.
Yeah, I would like to cure a lot of things.
You cured those for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I told you it was a sweet one.
Aw, that's so nice.
Wait,
if I cure your loneliness, why do you always want to be by yourself?
Wait, part two. Mm. What would your side effects be?
Your cellulite goes away.
What? That's a side effect?
Yeah.
No, side effects are a bad thing.
Okay, I'm making my own side effects. Your cellulite goes away. You have a tremendous amount of energy where your kids can't keep up with you. And
those aren't side effects.
They are side effects.
Okay.
Why do side effects have to be bad? Who determined that?
That's
I do not like that person who determined. But why can't we get some good side effects?
Okay.
I mean, come
on. Because the good side effect is the foundation of the pill. That's not a side effect.
No, it's a good pill with good side effects. Let's try that, people. Yeah. Come on.
Good luck with that.
Come on. What are we waiting for? I mean, here's an idea.
Yeah.
Let's have a good pill with some good side effects.
Okay. All right. What's your next
Put
question?
Put that in your infomercial. Bitch. Okay. If a is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. If a dominatrix came over, i.e. our Saturday night.
Right, of course.
No. Like a real dominatrix who like whips you and shit.
Right.
Walks on you in high heels and puts her cigarettes out on
okay.
you. What would be your safe word? I know what this is.
You do?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I know what your safe word would be. You might not know what your safe word would be.
I don't.
I do.
Don't. First of all, it wouldn't happen in the first place because I could even take like Happy Feet, which is like...
Right. We have a massage parlor by us, which is the most amazing place. It's like $40 for like a 40-minute massage.
This 80-year-old Asian woman does a back massage on me. And I cry and I can't do it. And I tell her to stop.
I know. It's amazing. It's so incredible.
So for the first, so anything would be my safe word.
What would be your safe word?
It doesn't matter.
Stop. I thought it was going to be ketchup.
Why is that a safe word?
Because it's your safe word because ketchup is like your fear.
Let's stop saying that word. Okay.
Okay. My safe word? Oh, no, I don't have a safe word.
Which of life's rules do you frequently disregard? I have three for you.
Okay. I would say, which of life's rules? Deadlines.
Right.
Which of life's rules?
Yeah, just commonplace, whatever.
I would say deadlines. I would say normal.
What's that mean?
Like, I don't think I'm normal in any respect. Like, I think the norm
I hate
of,
the word normal.
Okay, yeah, but I don't think I'm normal. I mean, I don't consider, like, I don't see that as a positive. Like, people are always like, oh, normal. I'm like, I don't.
That's why I said it.
I don't
that
identify
word.
With that.
Okay.
Next. What was the question?
Which of life's rules do you frequently disregard?
That's
okay. You want me to tell you mine?
No. Wait, I'm still thinking. Norm, or what else?
Okay. So I said for you. Mm-hmm. Don't annoy people on planes.
Oh.
Right.
So like airport etiquette or airplane etiquette.
Like when you're on a plane, don't annoy people.
That's a life rule.
I said when I said life rules, I said like, you know, like commonplace, like just everyday situational. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Respond.
I don't annoy anybody on planes.
All the stewards and stewardesses.
Okay, well, they need to.
And the guy behind you.
Lighten up a little bit.
Respond to parties.
RSVP.
Yeah.
Well, that's a deadline kind of thing.
And clean up after yourself.
I not only do I clean up after myself, I clean up after everybody else in this
boy.
House.
Stay at home mom episode, everybody.
No. For real. Clean up after everybody.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have. Nope. All right, next. What's yours?
Yeah. This is a fun one.
Okay.
What would be the best way to propose to someone?
Why is that so funny?
Not at all. Not funny at all.
You hated my proposal?
I did not hate your proposal. It was we were young. It was interesting.
Oh my God.
No. It was a fun. I loved it. It was fantastic.
Holy shit. I always thought you did like it.
Of course I liked it. You were asking me to marry you.
Oh, my God.
It was fantastic. And I thought I was pregnant, so I was like, thank God he's asking me to marry him. I would say the best way to propose to somebody is over hibachi.
First of all, I did not propose to you over hibachi.
No, you did not. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right.
Go ahead. No, I loved how you proposed to me. Listen, I think they featured it in like weddings of the world magazine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, things are getting real.
Go ahead.
All right. What am I answering?
Yeah. What would be the best way? If you could go back and propose.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Somebody else.
Touche.
After that shit.
Okay. I want to hear from people. What was your proposal like?
And how old were you?
Right. How old were you? And did your wife force you into it? Or as you say, I forced you into it.
Yeah, as you did.
I mean, I gave you an ultimatum.
This is getting a little dark.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's move on after that. I'm feeling a little low.
No, I loved your proposal. I did. I did love it.
All right. What would it take for
you? I mean, what girl doesn't want to be proposed to over shrimp fried rice?
That did not happen.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, my God. All right, so fuck you. Then let's take it back, okay?
Let's go. Can we do that? I want to register again so badly.
Yeah, well, I want more stupid, like,
waffle
makers.
No, I want to get real stuff. All right, go ahead.
All right, thank you. What would it take for you to have a same-sex affair? I said 2 seconds.
Right. Are you kidding me? I mean, are you going to be mad at me after? Do I have to deal with the consequences?
Of course.
Oh, then I can't have one.
All right.
Why do you think I haven't already?
That was a joke question. I know.
No,
obviously.
It's not a joke question.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. For what movie would you like to see the X-rated version?
The X-rated version of a movie? Mm-hmm. That's tough.
The dogs are going to start barking in 1 second.
Good, because I need time to think, so let them bark.
Okay.
So what would I like to see the X-rated
version? I know what your answer is before you even know what your answer is.
I'm just trying to think of
the X-rated version, a regular movie.
Right.
Who's, you would like to see the X-rated version for.
Right, who has the hottest actresses?
I didn't go there.
The most... I can't do it that fast. I don't know.
I will answer for you. Okay. The answer is Cocoon.
Okay, I agree.
I mean, where they have like, right? Wouldn't you like to be able to see into those egg-shaped vessels that they have? And know what the aliens come out, right? And they're like ghost-like kind of.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie.
You need to see it again.
Since the 80s.
We should redo it in for YouTube in a naked version.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
will be Jessica Tandy. Is that her name? Jessica Tandy?
I don't even remember.
That's a great movie.
Anything about that
I
movie.
I think you would like the X-rated version of that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure I have plenty of
if
answers
you have
for
not
that,
seen
but
Cocoon,
I don't want to waste your time.
And you don't know what we're talking about. Please go research it and watch it. It is a fantastic movie that I saw with my grandparents when I was about 4 years old.
All right. What is the luckiest thing about being a girl?
Oh, there's so many lucky things. Yep. There's many unlucky things. I mean, being surrounded by other women and girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I can't
I thought
even.
I thought you were going to say getting to sit home all day.
Mm. Yeah, right. Because all girls, that's what we do.
That's what all girls do. I know. Mm-hmm.
No, I think by far it is that, you know, I like you very much and I have a lot of guys who I love too. But females are the fucking, I mean.
Honestly, I've always had more female friends than guy friends.
Yeah, because I've gotten them for you.
No, even before you.
Oh. Yeah, for all 15 years before we met.
I do like girls better.
My God. Women are, I can't even, like, I would so much, no offense, I would so much rather be in, like, the presence of a woman for, like, if I had to be, like.
Me too.
Yeah, we're the best. We're the fucking bomb. Okay.
Go ahead.
What is your biggest guilty pleasure?
I mean, I know where you're going with this.
I didn't even know where to start.
Exactly. Same thing as the other question.
No.
Drinking, gambling.
Nope.
Really?
I did not go there. There was plenty more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I picked one. I had to narrow it down. It was not easy.
My biggest guilty pleasure.
At home, what is your biggest guilty pleasure? A lot of people say like The Real Housewives. I do not watch those, but I get it.
Okay, so like a show?
No. Just in life, like your biggest guilty pleasure.
Besides the obvious?
Besides drinking and gambling and...
I don't know.
Sim City.
I've really calmed down on that lately.
You have.
I have.
You like, have.
I haven't been playing
yeah,
as much.
Yeah, but you love it.
I do love it, but mm-hmm. I haven't been playing as much because...
Does anybody else out there play SimCity? Because let me tell you, if he put as much care into his children
well, I'm putting...
as he does for those stupid fake towns...
The reason I'm not playing as much is because I'm putting my time into this.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Isn't that fair?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so what is your idea of foreplay?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
In or out of the bedroom?
Nope. What's your idea of foreplay?
I mean, I'm always super turned on by you helping me.
That's what I said. Dishes, yeah. Laundry, yeah. Kids, etc.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and also, yeah, all that stuff for sure. I mean, I have to say, all you men out there, and I think most of the women will agree, or, you know, whatever your spouse or relationship is. I think, yeah, helping out
right.
is the biggest foreplay. And it's because, you know, you see someone who's like trying to make your life a little easier and trying to help you. Sure.
Okay.
But also when you like touch me or pull me in for a kiss or a hug or whatever, that's also super sexy. Yeah, I love all that.
Cool.
Or when we're out and you know, you're not like, you're making it known that you love me. I hate to say that, like, I don't want you to fake it, but I like you to, you know, show your affection to me, like, not just when we're home by ourselves. I don't want you to
right.
ignore me when we're out. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay,
you're up.
Oh, what job do you wish you had? If you could have any job, what do you wish you had?
I would love to go to space.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be a professional
musician.
Be in a band.
Would you really go to space if given the option? You wouldn't be scared?
I'd be so scared.
Okay.
It's the scariest thing ever.
Like, you can't drink alcohol. Like, you can't, like, get drunk and then...
Like, going back to that.
No, but I'm serious. Like, that calms us a lot. Like,
okay.
If we're nervous before an episode, we're going to reveal stuff. We have a few drinks,
right.
And then we can reveal it.
And
that way we don't edit it out. We're like, okay.
I think doing that is probably even, like, better than doing, like, coke. Like, it's the adrenaline.
I can't relate to that.
Right. So I just think it's probably its own high.
Okay.
And incredible to see.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So I think that would be amazing. But...
Or you could just go to Mission Mars and Disney.
Right.
Mission to Mars.
Yeah, do the green line, not the orange, I think.
There's red. There's a red line, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do the more intense one.
Do the more intense one.
Yes.
Okay.
Do it. Or just, you know, be in a band. Like, but that's not conducive to our lives. Like, you can't be married with kids and be in a band, like,
right.
touring. Like, so.
Well, no, a lot of people do it. Look at, like, Jon Bon Jovi and, you know, listen, I think... Money helps, you know,
yeah,
if you like, he has his kids in private school and he has nannies and this
okay.
and that. And yeah.
But those are the two things. Those are like, yeah. So science and music, like
okay.
those are my two. Or this, like if we could do this professionally,
right.
I'd be happy.
Right.
I love this.
I do too. Yes. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Do you want to know what mine would be?
Sure.
Or you don't give a shit. Mine would be sitcom writer. I would love to be a sitcom writer, like
okay.
a romantic comedy or a romantic comedy movie writer.
Wow. I would never have guessed that.
What would you have thought?
Exactly the way things are now. I think you love
our, oh my
like
God.
What you do
you are
life.
Super.
I'm just kidding. No, of course not. I don't really
misinformed.
Know. I know. I didn't know, but that makes sense.
Yeah,
I get that.
I would
that.
Love like to be like. So Amy Poehler has like a new sitcom coming out. Tina Fey had, you know, obviously
right.
30 Rock or
I think you could do
the
that.
You know the Kimmy Schmidt show or whatever. Like, I would love to be a writer on one of those shows.
I get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That
would be super fun in my next lifetime.
All right. So what's the most dangerous thing you've ever done?
Oh, boy.
Silence.
Legal or illegal?
Oh, please. You've done nothing illegal.
Oh, that's not true. Let's see. What is the most dangerous thing I've ever done? I mean, marry you? No, I'm not kidding. That was a scary thing to do. I did not. Yeah, I remember like when we got married and we went to high school, you know, near each other. So we knew a lot of the same people. And in high school, people used to say to me, stay away from him. Mm-hmm. He's not a good guy. He's not, you know. And I think once we got married and I joined Facebook, like, you know, that 2007, 2008 time period when everyone was joining Facebook, I think at a certain point, people were like, oh, my God, you married him? Like, what the fuck are you thinking? And there was part of me like, it could have gone either way. And that was dangerous in a sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right?
I thought ziplining.
I mean, that okay, if we're talking physical, yeah, but that stuff doesn't scare me very much.
Right. Okay. Like, really?
Yeah, for
so scared.
For 5 minutes it did before we did it. We did it like, you know, high over the clouds or whatever. It was fantastic. No, that to me is more of an adrenaline rush. But I guess being married to you is like an adrenaline rush. No, I'm not kidding. Like, there are times when I'm like, what the fuck did I do? And there are times when I'm like, thank God I did it because it's exciting and fun and adventurous and, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have one more.
Okay.
What scares you? Did we do this already? What scares you more than anything? No.
What scares me.
Oh, what freaked you? What movie?
Yeah, movie.
Okay. What scares you more than anything?
Ketchup.
But like, all right, let's get a little deeper than that. What scares you more than anything?
I just said that. I never say that word before.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a little scared that I just
said
it. Yeah,
but that's a cop-out excuse.
Eek. Mm-hmm. I have to shake that off.
I know ketchup scares you.
All right. Stop saying it. So what scares
me? If someone was like, you know, was going to torture you with the scariest thing ever, what would it be?
Oh, so we're doing that. Okay, so.
I don't know. Just scary.
What's the scariest thing for me? Mm-hmm. Something happening to my children.
Oh, well, that's
but
we're
it's
getting
true.
Too deep there.
But that's
I know, but that's
what I think I about when
oh
I get scared.
Oh my God, to like I have to like do my grandmother's like spitting thing and knock on the
But that's my scariest.
Yeah,
thing.
But okay, let's not go there. That's depressing.
Okay.
So besides that, that's too depressing. I can't go there right now.
Okay. So what's all right.
And that's a given.
Okay.
You personal. I know. I understand that, but that's a given.
So what scares me the most? Mm-hmm. Like being tortured. Like, what would be the worst thing?
Whatever. What fucking scares you? Holy shit.
Having like 5 wives. Mm-hmm. That's fucking scary.
People live for that shit. Okay, I get that.
And having your nails ripped out while being tortured. That's pretty scary too.
You need to watch *Handmaid's Tale*.
What about *Saw*?
I don't know. I won't even go there. But *Handmaid's
Tale*. I never saw
it. *Handmaid's Tale*?
No, I never saw that, and I never saw.
Why do people watch that stuff?
I don't know. I'm intrigued to watch it. Like, I really want to watch it, but I'm too freaked out to watch it.
I'm
so
surprised
because
there's so many times we're watching movies and I cover my eyes, and you're like, "It's no big deal."
Yeah, but this is like Saw to me is like this could happen. Like, I don't want to.
But *Handmaid's Tale*, I feel like it's like that too.
I didn't. Yeah, but
*Handmaid's Tale* is a whole different version of it could happen. It was super scary. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
what's your favorite part of a wedding?
Aw. Knowing I don't have to go through all that again. what's my favorite part of a wedding? I mean, partying, having fun, free booze.
Okay. Yeah. I said for you, I said cocktail hour.
Yeah. The food.
Yeah.
Sure.
For me, I said leaving.
Yeah, no, you hate. Yeah,
I hate weddings.
Yeah, I don't like getting dressed up. I hate getting dressed up. I like getting dressed up to like go out to dinner. I'd like to put on like
a
comfortable pair
of
pants and a nice pair of shoes.
Right.
Like, I'm okay with give me a comfortable pair of pants, like an elastic waistband pair of pants, but like a little bit of uncomfortable shoes. I can handle that.
Okay.
Like a
well, you like shoes.
Yeah, but I don't ever buy shoes.
No, but you like fun shoes.
Yeah, I like fun shoes to dress up my comfortable pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
All right. I have one more.
Oh, you do?
I do. Bonus question.
Okay.
If you were to cook a romantic meal, what would be the dessert?
Oh, what would be the dessert for a romantic meal? The dessert for a romantic meal. What would be the dessert? I mean, I guess something we could feed each other, like a chocolate.
But we can't because you like different desserts and I like different
fudge
desserts.
Fudge sundae. Well, you just eat whatever I want.
Well, so that's not romantic.
Yeah, it is.
Not for me.
Who cares? You're going to have sex after. What do you care? You'll deal with it.
All right.
Hot fudge sundae.
Okay. I said.
A McDonald's hot fudge sundae from the plastic cup.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
And the dirty, disgusting machine that the ice cream comes out of.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just said that you
their hot fudge is the best. It's like the thickest hot fudge. Oh, yeah.
Well, because it's coated with all the shit that's inside the machine.
I don't give a crap.
Like, there's a 3 inches of, like, gunk stuck inside
the
machine.
You know what? Go ahead to Linux City and feel your gross chips from the blackjack table where you get a gazillion germs, okay?
All right.
All right, I mean, come on. There's germs everywhere.
Yeah, there are.
Everyone's always like, don't kick your kids McDonald's.
No,
it's so
germs
gross
are good for
and
you.
This and that.
You build
but
up your immune system.
It's everywhere. I don't care where you're going. Yeah. Listen, don't make me feel guilty for taking my kids to McDonald's. It's all fine. They're fine.
All right. Calm down.
I will not.
Calm down.
I will not.
I thought that you would not know how to cook a meal at all, so I just left that at
oh, sure. That's why I said McDonald's.
Right.
I would like you to feed that to me, though. In a crystal bowl.
I would cook a romantic meal.
Okay.
Really? You're rolling your eyes at that?
Okay. Yeah, you really? Talk, you tell everybody, you talk a good game about it, but you don't actually do it.
But I make a really good linguine and clams.
Yeah, you've made it 75 times. Let's see something else.
I'm learning a lot about myself in this episode.
Yeah, you should be.
Holy shit.
All right.
Yeah, let's end this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure. I okay. mean, you're deeply offended, but I'm not.
Good. I'm glad you're not.
That's all that matters.
All right,
your
guys,
happiness depends
on it. I hope
on
you
it.
Had fun with this. This was not
yeah,
as much of a
fun game.
Yeah, go home
and play this game. Actually, I liked what?
I don't know. I feel like I'm like being judged here or something. Like, you're,
oh, I'm
like,
sorry. Isn't that marriage?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I a bitch?
No. Never say that.
Well, we were being, it's, listen, we're being honest.
Okay. Done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say goodbye.
Go what? To our website and fill out the, if you
oh,
want
yeah.
the email.
Go to our website. On the homepage at the bottom of the page is a form to fill out with your email address and name and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sell any information to anyone.
Because we don't know how.
Because we don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for fun. It's just to send you some stupid, drunken emails every once in a while and, like, maybe send you something for free. That would be fun.
Because
who doesn't want that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're, you know where we are, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Marriage and Martinis.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out and rate us and review us on iTunes.
Yes, please do.
Please?
Yes.
That's
please
fun.
Please do. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.